Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Dallas, people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
That's stupid as crap. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the club at Carlton Woods for the Chevron Championship. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Here's the Chevron, another Young Bang reference here.
By you?
No, but I'm just quoting you.
That's not a
pretty
quote.
Pretty sure that's what you said.
That's not a quote. That's a misquote. You're taking that out of context.
Time to talk to John Chill. Nothing out of context with him. We're going to put it out there on the table, tell you what we think about what games, okay? John, we got a lot of good series right now. I mean, normally the first round is a lot of blowouts. That Pistons-Knicks series, the Clippers-Nuggets series, the Rockets-Golden State series, and the other one, there was one more that's really good. So we got it, one game apiece. Let's go. This is a fun time right now. I imagine. So are you guys getting a lot of NBA play?
Yeah, we are. We're seeing an uptick in NBA play this year. We continue to see that increase more and more each year, the NBA in the series. And a lot of prop bets and series bets are coming in each day. So, and like you said, with them being close, that helps us with the handle a little bit. With the increase in that, so but yeah, I'm with you. There's some good series out there. The Lakers, T-Wolves is another good matchup. Kind of talked about the Pistons and last week, and you know what they're doing here. So definitely be good, some good games this weekend to come, you know, to watch and come see. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see where this all lies out, you know, after these series are done and where they go. I was looking at, you know, talking about the Rockets, I mean, and talking about, you know, where the book and the odds are, they were plus 4-1 to win the series, and now they're back to plus 150, you know, within one game. And I'm sure I haven't heard anything this morning about Butler and how far he's going to be out or if he's coming back and all that, but I'm sure that's going to play a part here as far as the odds and all that. So,
well, they still put a line out there at 3.5. There's a DraftKings. I was on DraftKings this morning, and they had a line out there at 3.5. I don't know how you could put a line out there not knowing if Butler's playing.
Right, yeah. And, you know, so that, and I'm shocked that they must be thinking that Butler will be out with the 3.5 as well, too.
If Butler is going to play, do you think it'll be they'll put more on it? The line will go up.
I think he'll go up to 5. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And if it's announced he's not playing in the game, does the line go down?
Yeah, I think that might go down to maybe a point. Maybe, you know.
That's what I'm saying. This is a good time to get 3.5, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I was actually looking at it today to actually take that game this morning when I came in here to take the 3.5. Because I think either way, I think Houston, I got them winning it in 6 games, and I think the first game they were just young and it's the playoffs, and I think now they look really good last night, and you know Jalen Green came around and all that, so I think they're going to play well with Butler in it or you know with Butler being hurt. So I like them in 6 games, and I took them early. In the series, or when the series started at 6 games, so I could see that happening. And like I said, they're number 2 seed for the reason, and they looked like it last night. So
I'll tell you who's playing well. I've been watching that Pistons Knicks series. The Knicks have beat them 1 of the 8 quarters. That 21-0 run. Otherwise, the Pistons have outplayed them. Going back home, and it's a 1-point spread. You like the Pistons at home?
I like the Pistons at home. I like Cade Cunningham. And Cat's doing the same thing Cat's done in prior years. I think he was scoreless in the second half, the last game. I like Detroit. I like their defense. I think they're wearing them out in the fourth quarter with their defense. And, you know, Detroit's got a shot in this series to take it. So I do like Detroit.
Yeah, the Knicks were a good team this year, but they went on a lot of lulls. And you know, it seems like they're lulling right now. They're not looking great. Of course, Detroit's defense can certainly make you look that way.
Yeah.
Same thing with Minnesota. They didn't look great offensively in game two. Luka was just dominant. But going back to Minnesota now, I'd like them to take one of these two. Do you like? Do you like them? Do you like the Lakers or do you like Minnesota now?
I'm with you. I think they're going to split it going back to Minnesota, but I kind of like Minnesota there to win it. I think they, you know, the first game they won and it kind of said, hey, we got one, you know, we took the one game in the away category and now we're, but I do like Minnesota. I think that's going to go seven games, the Lakers, T-Wolves. So I think that's going to go back and forth. I think LeBron's got to step up a little bit and you know, lead a little bit more than what we're seeing here in the first game, the first two games, and go from there. The one I really like, I'm with the Cavaliers. I've kind of liked them. I think they got a shot to win it all. They look strong. They just look good.
Yeah,
they
they're dominant.
They're just dominating. I mean,
I hate to give that big number though. I mean, those big numbers. Except they're covering them. Them and OKC are just they're cover machines.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I hate double-digit favorites in playoffs, but, yeah, they're just covering. I mean, I think they were 12.5 last night, and, they're doing good. But I was looking, trying to see what they are for the champ. I think they're 8-1 to win it all, Cleveland, and I think they're 6-1. They went down to 6-1. Wow. Yeah, so people are getting on Cleveland right now. They were 8-1 at the beginning of the week.
I don't know, though, against OKC. I don't know how they win that one. This is John Chill from the Golden Nugget Lake Charles with us every week right here, looking at numbers, looking at games. We got a UFC event coming up?
Yeah, we got UFC. Yeah, we got it's a fight night. We got Machado Gary at minus 130, the main card versus Carlo Prats. He's plus 110. I kind of like Carlos. He's an aggressive fighter. He's part of the nerd fighting team, John. So, being a nerd, accountant nerd, I'm going with the old Prats here. They kind of dominate now, the nerd fighting team and what they're doing in that group. So, I'm going to take him at plus 110 for, this week, and then got the NFL draft coming up. So we'll see.
What's the hottest?
Weird.
What's the hottest NFL bet?
You know, it's right now it's. Travis Hunter's taking on. There's a prop bet that people have been playing. It's Hunter and Sanders both to go with the Browns at plus 450. And they're thinking Sanders might go to the second round. Genty's a big play on five, which I'm shocked. I think it's because of the odds early. We're seeing a little bit less action, I think, just because of the movement. You look at Shador Sanders, he went from over-under to pick 8.5 to 21.5 in 2 days. So I think, you know, going back, I think now that he's slipping as far as the draft position and all that. But it'll be interesting to see. Abdul Carter at 3 is a big one as well.
Listen, John, do you got to play for Genty going forth? Because if there's a rumor out there that the Bears move up, Lance, is that still hot?
No. That was the one that you brought in yesterday, and I sniffed it out, and I couldn't get any verification on that.
You couldn't get any verification. It makes sense, though. Patriots.
It does make sense.
Trade out of there. Go to 10 because they can still get a tackle, but they get a lot more draft equity. And the Bears move up to get Genty at 4. What's Genty at 4? Is there a good number on it?
He's 4-1. He's the second. It's weird. He's the second favorite on that one. Yeah, he's 4-1. Yeah, I thought that'd be a little higher.
And the Patriots ain't taking him. So the only way that he goes four is if they trade up. Right, Lance, there's no way the Patriots take Genty.
Nah, I don't know. Their left tackle position is a disaster.
Yeah. Here's a crazy one. I was going to take 100-1. I was going to take Mason Graham for Michigan at number 3 at 100-1. That's my flyer, but that's
I could see him 4, though. What's Mason Graham at 4?
Mason Graham at 4 is 28-1.
That might be a good number.
Yeah,
I heard early on that the Patriots liked Mason Graham, and it was a maybe even a coin flip between him and Campbell. But Mason Graham is a possibility at 4. I think Genty's a possibility. Will Campbell's got to be the favorite there, right?
Yeah. Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Anything else that's really standing out that looks crazy, John?
No, No, I mean, we got NHL. I kind of like Tampa Bay. They're plus money right now in hockey to win that series. I know they didn't look too good in the first game, but I think Tampa Bay will rebound today as well. They're minus 122, but I like them in a series of plus 190 as far as hockey.
All right. Yeah, I love hockey, but, man, the Kings are scoring 6 goals a game.
Oh,
the Kings are on fire offensively, so... that's another one to watch. They just played last night, though, so hold off. But they can score some goals, bro. All right, that is John Chill every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He is brought to you by the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. John, as always, man, we appreciate it. Thanks for hanging with us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
All right, the Golden Nugget is beautiful, baby. I love me the Golden Nugget. So... there's a bunch of guys from Lulings that are going to the Golden Nugget, and they're calling it, we're going on vacation. You want to take a little vacation to the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles? Yeah. Take a couple, 3 days, go play, go stay in a beautiful hotel with 12 different restaurants, every kind, seafood, Mexican, steakhouse, Italian, Asian. It doesn't, they've got all kinds of different, you want a hamburger, they got that. And wonderful food, okay? So anything you want food-wise, you got. You got a swimming pool. You got a golf course. What more? A casino. What more do you need? You got a nightclub. You got everything, and it's just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. It doesn't get much better. I want to go on vacation. I want to go on vacation at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. It is beautiful. I love me some Golden Nugget Lake Charles, and you will too. DraftKings Sportsbook right there. So any game you can bet right there. Get your butt. Pay it off right at the window at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. GoldenNuggetLC.com. Get on over to the GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the club at Carlton Woods for the Chevron Championship. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Oh, man, I'm glad Dell isn't here right now. There's a guy that just walked in with shorts and a golf shirt on with a sweater tied around his neck. I just don't need that. I don't need Dell seeing that in my life. There's also, I'm trying to hook him up. There's a girl here who's got some a little short golf dress on. I'm trying to hook Dell up. I'm trying to hook a brother up. That's the kind of guy I am, though. But you know, he keeps talking about these young things here. And I'm just really, really, really uncomfortable with it.
He seemed to say that you were taking liberties with that.
Pardon me?
He seemed to say you were taking liberties with the sweet young things or whatever you're saying.
Thangs.
He's saying.
Thangs.
Yeah. Oh, thangs. Thangs.
Thangs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Jalen Green a young thang? Do you call him a young thang?
Because
he's young. He's no, what, 21? No, is he 22 now?
No, he ain't a thang. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. But he is young.
I do like the fact that his stepson is the same age. That to me has overtaken his video we saw as the number one thing I think of with Josh. With
what I think Jaylen. Of is giving the I think of is giving. You got to start putting more respect. Why are you being so disrespectful to our shooting guard?
I love
you're bringing
love
up Jaylen. An old video. You're bringing up a 21-year-old stepson. How about you bring up how devastating he was last night?
He was
how
great.
He bludgeoned the Warriors into submission.
No, he was great.
It was cool that he hit the three that really iced the game last night too.
I mean. And I loved how they got him the ball. Well, you know what? Feed the guy that's hot. Feed the guy.
He's all grossed up, too.
He was on a heater
last night.
Man,
he's growing up.
But how about as tough as it's been for him to, you know, score against the Warriors, he just dominated them. I mean, I know no one saw that coming. No one saw that coming because he just has played like crap against them. And the lights were too bright in game one. They weren't last night. But I love Fred. See, Fred went from being, what are you doing, Fred, to great. Fred, thank you. 42 minutes.
Yeah, but that's
and,
his whole season,
he just
isn't
facilitated.
It? Well, no. We talked about it yesterday. It was bound to happen. That's what Fred does. He's up, down,
but,
up, down, up,
the,
down.
The only reason he was so good is because he didn't shoot. Okay? That's why he was so good.
He was efficient. he just took smart shots. He didn't shoot it great, but he was efficient. He stuck with the game plan.
He made a conscientious effort to not shoot and to be a better facilitator.
Yes,
to be a better facilitator. That's right. And then when he had to, he took them, and he still was 25% because that's what Fred do. And you know what? And he played here. He was 25% from the field, and he was great.
He was good, but he was good defensively too. Like he did play good defensively. Everyone did.
So I didn't even know this. I don't know where I heard it, but Todd Callis was talking about it, moving Cam to center field so that Zach DiZenzo can be on the field.
Well, he'd know.
Yeah, I guess he would know. So, I mean, I love it. That's awesome. That is awesome. Let's do that, everybody. Get the best players on the field, guys who can hit. That'd be awesome. That'd be sweet if we had guys 1 through 9 that could actually hit. That'd be something special. All right, we got Keith, who's been here a couple of times and wants to get in on the show. What do you say, Keith?
Hey, guys. Happy NFL draft day. Big day for the Ravens, obviously. Big day for the NFL. Hey, Lance, I had a question. Are you hearing anything from your sources? My sources are telling me that pick 91, a third rounder, to Green Bay gets Jair Alexander to Baltimore. What are you hearing on a Jair Alexander
trade market? I'm hearing the same thing. The Jair Alexander is going to Baltimore, and that it's for pick 91. So we're hearing the same thing, Keith.
No. Seriously, that's a serious question. The Ravens are.
No, I mean, I think Jair Alexander. No, I think it'd be a good fit. I think you have good sports calls in general. I'm not just saying that. I think Keith is well reasoned, has good sports calls, and I think that actually makes a lot of sense. A lot of times Jair Alexander has a lot of times at some positions you can't get as much value if there's a contract situation or injury situation. With Jair Alexander, he's very valuable, and I think that a third would, at the end of the third round would make a lot of sense for him. Right. I think the Ravens would make a lot of sense. I don't think that's a bad. I think that's a pretty good fit, to be honest with you. So the guys that could get traded today on draft day. So I've got Green Bay taking Matthew Golden in one mock, but another mock I turned in, I had him taking Max Hairston. It's either going to be wide receiver or cornerback, but corner is the one I've had there 3 times, I think. And it's because Jair Alexander, that people just feel like he's going to be gone. They're going to move him. So Trey Hendrickson, pass rusher from the Bengals. Travis Etienne, running back from Jacksonville. And Jair Alexander, cornerback from Green Bay. Those are all 3 names to keep an eye on today. Etienne, probably not today, but Hendrickson could be today. Like, you could deal Hendrickson. Now, whoever trades for him has to be ready to pay him big money. It's going to be really expensive. So
The Ravens are known for great defensive backs. They really like to load up on DBs
and he's a ready-made player.
Jair would be a good player.
It'd be a good Raven. There's some. He's had some injury stuff, so there is some risk with it. But he also gives you a chance to win now. So
what's the contract situation?
I kind of like that. For Jair, let me see what it is, because he's unhappy over there in Green Bay.
Yeah,
they're unhappy with
he's
him.
Always unhappy, isn't he? Isn't everybody
unhappy? Well, I think everyone runs out of patience in Green Bay. You live there. Didn't you run out of patience being in Green Bay?
I ran out of patience like the first
Bucky,
week I was
Bucky
there.
Bucky Brooks told a story yesterday, not on the air. We were doing Path to the Draft, which I did that for the last 3 days. And Bucky was telling me and Patrick Claibon that when he was in Green Bay, they didn't have lunch for the players. He played for the Green Bay Packers. They didn't have lunch for the players, so they would go to Schlotsky's and go buy a big Schlotz, and they would eat. Like, they'd have to go get their own sandwiches and chips at Schlotsky's. He goes, you had very few options in Green Bay.
No.
He said, we had to go buy our own lunches. He said, it was not a great setup for an NFL player.
Yeah. They got an out right now. Potential out 2025. That's $17 million dead cap.
It's $17 million, but the
cap
hit itself
is 24.
Yeah, so you save. So they would save $7 million.
$7 million on it.
So that's what makes it more likely. And if you're based on the cap hit being 27 next year, my guess is any team that takes them on, if you do take them on, you give them an extension. and you're taking on the contract, you give them an extension, and you lower those. You get more money up front, and you lower those cap figures down to maybe $20 million. That's what my guess would be. But he's going to want a contract like he's going to want your boy Derek Stingley's contract. He shouldn't get it. He's 28 years old now. I'm not giving – personally, I wouldn't want to give Jaire Alexander, who just had a knee injury. I don't – man, I'm not giving him Derek Stingley money.
Yeah, no. 713-780-3776. Anybody else on the line right now, Sean?
Yes, we have D on hold.
Who is?
Not D's Nuts. Please
no.
Don't let it be him.
Is it D's Nuts?
I don't – you know what?
We'll find out.
No,
I think it's a real caller.
It's just a real caller.
I feel like
D.
It's a real
caller. He's called in before.
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a real caller. He's a real caller.
Oh, okay. Bring him in here. Hey, D. Not D's Nuts. Not to be confused. No.
Hey, what's up? Lance, I just got one quick question. There's a D lineman from Texas Tech, Quincy Ledet Jr. Do you have anything on him at all?
No, I don't have him as draftable. If he is, I don't know him, but he's not come – he's not popped on my radar at all. So,
okay.
I don't know him, but I would not expect him to get drafted.
All right. 713-780-3776. We got a little time left. If you want to get in here, we have talked Astros. We have talked Rockets. We have talked golf. We've talked NFL draft. Sorry to get you involved with John Chill. I didn't see your text or your before that. Yeah, that's you can't be involved in different stuff with the NFL draft, working for the NFL. So apologize for that, Lance. But you did not break any rules. I just want everybody. I want Roger Goodell to know you did not break any rules. So we're proud of you in that respect. But let's okay. Is there anything else that you've been hearing your ear to the ground? That might surprise tonight. That might
I think the more you know, the more I listen. I think the Texans. It's. I think Nick's going to have to get on his trading shoes potentially to get the offensive lineman. This might not line up great for the Texans.
Oh, I don't know. They're going to get a good football player at 25.
They'll get a good offensive lineman.
And if not, they get a wide receiver that's good because if there's a huge run on offensive
Matthew Golden could be there at 25.
Well, Igbuka could be there.
Yeah, but I'm hearing Igbuka could go earlier. But, yeah, Igbuka or Matthew Golden, wide receivers could fall here. So Matthew Golden or Igbuka could be there at 25. And if all six of the linemen – and I'm just going like I'm going the three. I'm taking Josh Simmons is off the board. He's actually off the board for a lot of people, and the medicals are a concern. So, and Josh Simmons is not Swarm. So there's no way he's on the Texans board. There's just no way. No, it's Swarm. You heard what D'Amico said.
Swarm.
Quit trying to make Swarm a thing. That sounds creepy.
Yeah.
It's their words, not mine.
He keeps trying to push the Swarm narrative, and then and the three guards. Graves Abel, Tyler Booker, Donovan Jackson. This could get a little tricky. I've got Donovan Jackson going there, but you know, Donovan to me is a little bit better than Tyler Booker. So it's going to – Dallas is a real concern. Arizona Cardinals are a concern. The Cincinnati Bengals are a concern. Daniel Jeremiah's got Graves Abel going to San Francisco at 11. I'm telling you, the earlier one of the guards goes off the board, the bigger the concern is that you're going to have the run there. And if that happens, because the tackles are going to be gone. So if that happens, the Texans may need to turn to plan B. I'll give you some plan Bs. Matthew Golden would be a great – I think he'd be a great fit. Igbuka is a good fit. He's pretty much just a slot for the most part in the NFL. I think he's going to be primarily a slot. He's more like Jackson Smith and Jigba. He'd be a good fit. Culturally, he's a really good fit. I think he's a pretty good football player. I like Matthew Golden better. Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle from Michigan. If he's still on the board, Kenneth Grant, I think, would be in play in the middle at defensive tackle. That is a need. Derek Harmon, defensive tackle from Oregon, run stopper. I think he would be in play there. Once you get past that, though, It gets a little trickier. I don't think Walter Nolan will be on the board for the Texans, the Ole Miss defensive tackle, former Aggie. Nah, I don't think he's swarm either. So I don't think D'Amico is going to want to mess with him. He's considered A&M, but, you know, I've heard A&M, they consider him very high maintenance. No, but he was at A&M first.
Yeah.
So he transferred from A&M.
He was the highest. He's not swarm.
Do you know he was the highest rated player in college football? Dell, isn't that true? When he was a prospect, like, he was number one in that class.
Yeah, Walter Nolan. Yeah.
Wasn't he part of?
No, he was the number one prospect out of high school.
Yeah, I think that's what he means. He's part of that A&M class that was supposed to, you know, save Jimbo, and of course, all those guys pretty much left.
Well, he was. Yeah. So what I was told is he played really hard on the field, but he was looking for every excuse not to have to practice and stuff like that. He left A&M. He went to Ole Miss, and I think he's really good on tape, man. He's really, really good. He's the best defensive tackle in the draft. But, you know, I heard from some other people. I didn't hear directly from Ole Miss, but people who talked to Ole Miss, that he had some of the same, you know, high-maintenance issues. So he's not a criminal or anything like that. One team I talked to yesterday said he's not off our board. He said he's not a criminal. He's just, you know, a guy you have to be okay with thinking you've got, you know, that you can get him turned around a little bit. So I don't think D'Amico's going to mess with that, so I don't have him on the board if he were to fall there. Mason Graham will fall some potentially in this draft. I think he falls to either 8 at the earliest. He could even fall beyond 11. Like, it's going to be – it's hard to figure out. Mason Graham is a really tough one to figure out. Really tough one to figure out. So I don't know. I think the Texans, the more I think about this, you got the three guards that I always mention. You got Kenneth Grant at defensive tackle, Derek Harmon at defensive tackle, Amika Egbuka at wide receiver. I believe Matthew Golden will be on their board at wide receiver. And then after that, I don't know. Like, I mean, I would be excited if they added Travion Henderson, to be honest with you. But I don't – I mean, they have so many needs. I don't know that I'd feel comfortable taking a running back there. But, man, would that make that offense more dynamic to have Travion Henderson. He's going to be the surprise. I think he's going to be a surprise in the first round. I could be wrong, but explosive players. I just keep thinking of Jahmyr Gibbs effect. Everything that I've been thinking this whole time, and then I have my doubts because, you know, nationally there's different opinions. And as we get closer to the draft, a lot of the things that I've been thinking were going to happen, I think are going to, when you just trust what you see, I think they are going to happen. And the Jahmyr Gibbs effect, I think, is going to push Henderson into round one. But, you know, I don't have any intel there. It's just a feel that a good running. I think the running backs are going to go this year. It's a really good running back draft, but and everyone always thinks, oh, if it's good at that position, then you just wait. Yeah, but not really, because usually what happens is you want the best in a good draft. You want the very best guys, and these three are head and shoulders above the other three. Omarion. I don't think Hampton is, but everyone else thinks Hampton's is super incredible running back. One team I talked to even have him ahead of Genty, and that is just incorrect. You can never – Ashton Genty is going to be special.
All right, we got a break. We got Steve Salzman going to join us on the other side right here from Carlton Woods. The Chevron Championship underway right here. Don't you go anywhere. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the club at Carlton Woods in the Woodlands.
All right, welcome back to the Chevron Championship here at the club at Carlton Woods. The Nicholas Course joining us right now, Steve Salzman, who is the general manager out here at the club at Carlton Woods. And just, Van, you and I have been talking about the course and how it's playing, and they're already out to low scores on it because it's a little moist where they can throw darts and not get into too much trouble as far as water goes. The ball won't run, but that's going to change over the weekend, huh?
It will. You know, first things, I always got to say
kudos to my director of agronomy, Tim Huber. 3.4 inches of rain since Sunday night have fallen on the course, but it's playing great today. Greens are rolling fast, but obviously very receptive. but it is going to continue to dry out. Weekend weather looks great, so it's gonna be a stronger and stronger test as we go through the week.
Do we want low scores, or do we want it to be a Rockets game where everybody's punching each other in the face and it's a little aggressive?
Well, you're kind of asking the wrong guy, right? You know, if the LPGA wants 2 over to win this tournament, they can set the course up that way. If they want 10 under to win, they can set the course up that way. You know, Lilia Vu won the first championship here at 9 under. Nelly last year shot 11 under. So we'll see where things end up on Sunday. But it's going to be a good firm test.
Well, 9 and 11 over. But Jason was just here, so he thinks 15. But it's going to get hard over the week. These greens are at 12.5 right now. It's going to get a lot harder over the weekend.
Yeah, they're going to let them creep closer to 13 on the stimp meter by Sunday. And obviously, as the greens get a little bit drier and a little more bouncy, it's going to make them think twice on the approach shots. I think Jason might be a little aggressive at 15 under, but that's Jason, right?
Yeah, right. He's a little aggressive. And like you said, they could set it up harder. Like, for those of you who haven't played here, last year they had the tee boxes on 9 up. This year they're putting them back. It's going to make this hole. I mean, it was a birdie hole last year. Not yep. so much this year.
Yeah, ironically, the ninth hole played the easiest in both of the last two championships. Which, as you know, the ninth hole is not an easy
it's
hole.
It's not an easy hole.
So we've asked the LPGA setup team, you know, at least make 9 play as one of the harder holes on the course, which it is, and they have obliged us this year. And I think it's going to make it a lot more exciting. On the, you know, you've got 9 and 18, both make great finishing holes, and you're going to see a lot more interesting approach shots flying over water.
This is year 3 of 5.
Yes,
for sure 5, and then we'll see afterwards.
Yep.
What's the difference now for you between year 1 and year 3?
You know, I think it's relationships, and all of us get to know each other better. The LPGA team and us, you know, have ongoing conversations throughout the year. Obviously, the setup team now gets to know us and asks our input on, you know, how we feel things go. I think setup gets smoother. And then we are obviously able to put our slant on where we think things should be set up. We always are going to err on the side of trying to move things off the course as far as possible so it doesn't interfere with the tournament. And I think we've made very tactical and successful changes through the years to achieve that.
Mm-hmm. And how about ticket sales for this thing? How is the community receiving this event here now in year 3?
It's looking great right now. You know, the tickets that the club is actually directly in control of, we're up about 30% year over year. And obviously year 2 was better than year 1. I'm very optimistic that the galleries are going to be even larger than last year, which, if you remember, I mean, last year there was thousands of people around 18 when Nelly sunk the winning putt.
But
the weather looks awesome now. You know, we've had all the rain early on in the week. Thursday, Friday, there is a very small chance, but evidence right now, weather looks phenomenal, and the weekend's going to be great. And the temperatures, 80s. We've never had that kind of great weather. If you remember last year, a thunderstorm came through Saturday evening. We had to finish Sunday morning, freezing temperatures.
Yeah.
And then it got better through the day and got up to like 60 by the time the last putt. So weather's great, 80s. People can come out, enjoy the tournament. I think the gallery's going to be bigger than ever.
Lance, so we know the dew point. Do we have any numbers on dew point, Lance? He's a dew point guy, which no one's ever understood. What does it mean? We were talking with Steve Salzman, the general manager here at the club at Carlton Woods. What does it mean for Carlton Woods to have this here now in year 3?
You know, I guess I continue to say we're just so proud. You know, the pride we feel in hosting this major championship. I think the players are now getting to know us. They know that we want to provide a Carlton Woods hospitality experience to them this week, not just have them come and compete, but really feel like they're now part of the family. And I think they're starting to appreciate that more and more as they get to know us. The food we provide them, the range experience. You know, as you know, this is one of the few championships on the LPGA where the players actually get to practice with the ball they play on the course. not just a single manufacturer likes provided at most. And that's very important to us. And the club has provided that in the first year. Now the manufacturers have started to supply us with balls. And I have to give shout-out to Callaway, TaylorMade Now, and obviously Titleist, who provide balls for their players. And then the club provides the rest to make sure they're adequately prepared for their round.
And I haven't heard one player. This course is just beautiful. It's in tip. It's unbelievable shape, perfect shape. Not, it doesn't seem like a blade of grass. I think they're getting used to it. If they were worried or, you know, they didn't play well here the first year, they're like, well, that's on me.
Well, they're getting to know the course now, right?
Yeah.
This is similar to, like, the Augusta experience for the guys. You know, your yardage book year to year, that information carries over. And they not only do they, like, know the putts from personal knowledge, but they're getting to experience the course again. And I think that's providing a lot of comfort. And the other thing is, I love when people like Nelly Korda will have a press conference and she says, you know, from Florida, I'm a Bermuda girl. So she loves this course, this setup, because it's a Bermuda course. Others that are more used to the northern experience, bent grasses and overseed and rye and those kind of things, it's a little bit of a transition moment for them. But I think for the most part, I haven't heard bad commentary from any player.
Any.
And the LPGA Tour has said that the survey comments have been impeccable. So gotcha. we're very proud.
Any talk about an extension yet?
Not yet. You know, we actually, our agreement is a 10-year that has a 5-year option.
Okay.
So, realistically, you know, it's going to be here till 2032. And we entered into this agreement hoping that it would be a 50-year engagement with the LPGA. I have no reason to believe anything other than that will occur. I know that the LPGA officials are very happy. I know that the club is very happy having the LPGA professionals here. And I know that the Woodlands, the township, the region, the state is extremely pleased to have this championship in the area.
And big ups to Chevron for providing $5 of every ticket goes to the teachers in the Woodlands area. That's neat.
Yeah, that's an initiative that they have had for years and years, and it was very nice for them to say that they will award $5 for every ticket sold, and they will basically pick just every project in a Woodlands region public school and fund those projects up to a certain dollar amount, which is phenomenal.
Yep, that's awesome. Awesome. Giving back to the community and the biggest event in the game right here in the Woodlands. Get your tickets now, thechevronchampionship.com. Get on out here, follow Nelly, see if she can repeat here, and just watch great, great, great. Not only Nelly, but all these players can just play, just flat out play. So that's awesome. Steve, we appreciate it. Thanks for having us here again this year. We really do enjoy being here and being a part of this. So thank you.
Thank you. It's very kind of you. We appreciate the coverage and the visit as always.
Steve Salzman right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Taking a break. We'll finish it up on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, I'm talking about HRP. HRP is the way you get your payroll and you do your taxes. It's the way you get your HR to your people, the way you get your payroll to your people. It just makes your business better. You've heard so many of their clients on our giving testimonials. You know why they give testimonials? Because they love what HR&P does. We give a testimonial about every day to HR&P because we love what they do for us. We had another payroll company that just wouldn't grow with us, and HR&P said, no. You grow from 25 to 75 employees, and we're going to grow with you. When you buy in bulk, you should get a better price, and that's exactly what HR&P does. Help your business be better. You don't know payroll. They do it perfectly. They have the technology you don't. You don't know HR because you're not an HR expert. You don't know taxes. You're not a CPA. Let HRP do what they do and help your business grow and be great. HRP.net. Tell them you're right here. ESPN 97.5. HRP.net.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, our final segment. Lance, you didn't give me the dew point. Apparently the dew point is 71.
That's not good.
That's not good. Nope, that's not good. I don't know. I don't know what dew point means.
It means going to be moist out there, humid.
But it's a little moist. We like moist.
Well, going to be some swamp ass.
There it is. He's been on once very early.
He is. He doesn't mind saying ugly words.
It's early. It's early, early here, yeah. And I'm just, I don't know how you do it. I'll be honest.
Naked man was arrested in Japan, Soka City, for breaking into a cram school. Don't you think naked men should be allowed to go into cram schools?
What's a cram school?
I don't know, but it sounds like that's where naked people should be.
Well, he was arrested.
Sounds like that's where they should not be.
Yeah. What are you eating, Lance?
I'm not eating anything, obviously.
Okay.
What are you eating?
What are you eating? Just answer.
I'm just not eating anything. Bacon.
There it is. Just bacon.
Bacon is good for me.
Yes, it's good for
me. Bacon is awesome. No. If you want to be healthy, throw down a bunch of bacon.
You don't have to eat it all the time.
This little girl thinks that she's the queen, and we're the sorry people.
Well, yeah. You appear to be that little kid throwing down bacon when people are trying to get it be healthy. What? Now, what did Marty do in London?
What do you mean?
Or are we supposed to not talk about that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Quiet. Never mind. I don't want to bring that up. I forgot.
Wow.
A California gubernatorial candidate threatens immigrants with deportation if they don't marry incels. He says if they marry an incel, if we know where you are. If you marry one of our California incels, then you can stay. But if you don't, then, well, they're getting sent back across. I didn't know what an incel was.
An involuntary celibate?
Yes.
Yes.
Involuntary celibate because nobody wants to have relations with them, right?
No one wants to be with them, yes, and it becomes a whole personality that they've
developed. So do you think you should be a citizen if you marry an incel?
Let's be real. A lot of people are involuntarily celibate. The word gets thrown around. There's a lot of dudes like that.
Sure, but then they put it on themselves and they lean into it. Some dudes, you know, not having the best of luck, but they don't make it a whole personality trait like these guys do. Yeah, I would say, why would I put a woman in a position where she needs to be with someone who has no game, no rhythm? Nobody wants to be with them.
Well, but hey, there's a price to citizenship.
And it's
you want to stay here or not?
And it's being with an insufferable
person. Sounds like a casting
couch.
John's got a casting couch going.
Well, hey, listen, do you want to be here or don't you? You got to pay the price.
The women who are here who don't have to worry about it want nothing to do with these men.
Yeah.
It's been proven. They didn't want nothing to do with them. But we're going to punish you with them.
Or you want to go back to your country? Which one?
I don't know.
Which one's worse?
How bad's the country? I don't know.
Being American. All right.
And speaking of that,
get with someone no one wants to be with.
I saw a video. You don't watch White Lotus, but Lance knows about, like, generic bald white guys go to Thailand to find a woman. That was part of one of the plots. And then someone just took older white guys who have money, don't got nothing going on here, they go there and find a Thai woman who's willing to deal with them. Someone just took a random video of men walking on the beach, and it's exactly what White Lotus is talking about.
Oh, yeah.
They just pointed a camera phone at guys walking around with their Thai women, just balding white guys hanging out, and they've all secured a younger Thai woman as their wife. Guys, you don't have to be an involuntary incel here.
You go there.
Involuntary celibate here in incel. Just go to Thailand if you got cash. Yeah.
It's extremely humid, so.
But what if you're into Latina?
Well, I don't know what Latin country you have to go to, but I guess not. Thailand's off the table for you. Find it, guys.
I'm sure there's other Latin countries where you go, bald, fat, white guy.
Colombia, I'm sure you can go.
It involves money. Like Thailand, your money goes far over there.
Further,
if you go to Russia,
it goes further.
Yeah, like Russian, like you better have some cheese. You can't be coming with that just Thailand money. You got to remember you become some
real especially
money.
Those hotties. They're going to find rich Russian guys.
Nah,
yeah. Exactly. So better bring something. Better bring something to the table. There's a woman who lives on a cruise ship for free, but there's one rule she must follow. Her husband is the chief engineer. She lives on the ship 6 months with him, but isn't allowed to gamble because it would look bad. Could you go on a cruise ship for 6 months at a time and not gamble if you got it absolutely free? The answer for me is no chance. Zero chance. I ain't going on no cruise ship. First of all, I don't want to be on a cruise ship for 6 months. Secondly, if I can't gamble, put me back on dry land. Beat it. Beat it, cruise ship.
You wouldn't do a, if you go back to your time, because, you know, you did a semester abroad. Would you do a semester at sea? You think you could do a semester
no,
at sea?
No, I would hate it. I would hate it. I can't get off that boat. No
unless
chance.
Unless it docks, yeah, you're stuck.
No
yeah.
chance. Zero chance I'm doing that. It's gross. I'm not a big cruise guy. You all can have your cruises. I'm out.
I'll tell you, the middle-aged southern black woman loves a cruise.
Loves the cruise?
My mom and her sisters go on cruises all the time.
They cruise?
Yeah, they love a cruise.
A Florida woman working as an Instacartel driver was caught with 579 kilos of cocaine in Texas. First of all, keep your Florida woman, keep your cocaine there, not in Beaumont. But wait a minute, she's Instacartel. Isn't this what she does? I mean, shouldn't we know? Does it say like Uber? It says Instacartel.
I've noticed you have a very lax approach to crime when you think it fits what that person should be doing. Hey, well, isn't that what she's supposed to be doing?
Well, if she's labeled as an Instacartel driver. I mean, that's what
she does.
That
doesn't mean it's legal just because she's labeled as that.
I know, and she's not that hot, so she's guilty.
L.A. John. That's well, L.A. John letting everyone just grab bags full of stuff at a Walmart.
Yes, there's two different people battling inside John. If he was a judge and she was hot, she gets off.
It's not hurting people. It's just drugs.
Well, drugs have never hurt anyone.
No. Not for fentanyl. Beat it. Go to prison.
Yeah.
Right? We ain't doing that. But if it's good drugs.
What are the good drugs, John? Is Coke one of the good drugs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a party drug. It's fun.
So apparently scientists are claiming that there is proof of alien farts on distant planets. But now people are saying, nah, you guys are making this crap up. Do you feel like alien farts could make – if cow farts can be ruining the environment,
yeah,
don't
the
you
methane.
Think alien farts are a possibility?
To ruin, well, you mean to ruin the galaxy?
Well, maybe. I mean, if cow farts, well, I don't know how aliens fart. They could be way worse than cow farts.
If they're gassy, yeah, I think it's absolutely possible aliens.
You think aliens haven't figured out how to make their fart smell better? You think they're just like us and they just smell?
Who's to say well, they're that may, much? Maybe they're just
they
good
might
with,
smell
with
better, but they still happen and they could still be ruining the galaxy.
I don't know. In every movie I've ever seen, have you ever heard of an alien farting? In any movie you've seen involving aliens, that never comes. Like,
yeah,
alien
but
waste
it's a movie,
sometimes comes up,
we don't,
but not farts.
Maybe people writing the scripts aren't very smart. Maybe they need to start cranking that up a little
bit. I need an alien fart plot line in the new Predator trailer.
That would be great.
In the new Predator movie. Where
where they're going.
Yeah, where you, oh, man, this
dude,
Predator.
Dude.
Lay off the asparagus.
And finally tonight. Where does Houston rank in worst termite cities in America?
Well, Scott McGrath doesn't really want you to rank too well. He actually probably does want you to rank high so he can come in and get
the most termite-infested cities? Number one, you guessed it, Miami, Del City.
I'm not from Miami. Ooh,
yeah. Number two, Los typical. Angeles, then Tampa, Washington, Orlando, West Palm, and then Houston. Scott McGrath got us from top three to seven, all by himself.
Yep.
That's Scott McGrath crushing termites because they suck. Termites blow. They have no purpose in this life. We are done. All right, Lance, you're going to be working your tail off tonight.
Yeah.
We will have the first round. Texans, move up.
NFL Channel. Watch
move
me
down.
On NFL Channel. NFL.com. NFL app. No, NFL
okay.
app.
NFL Channel. Okay.
The NFL app. You can watch me on NFL Channel. Me and Bucky Brooks and Mike Yam. And I'll be there on Friday, and then I'll be there on Saturday. So every pick, every round, I get one bathroom break a day. That's it. So
do you guys do the ESPN? Do you do that thing?
You don't have a little chime to
Yeah,
we all take
the same feed.
Okay.
We all take the same feed. So what I did here is it's a one-minute walk. It's so far for the athletes to get there that it's going to take 1 minute. They've already timed it. For them to walk from the green room to the stage, so there's already like, what the hell are we going to do for that minute? So we're already had a, they had a meeting about that yesterday at my at NFL Network. Like, and I guess we're going to start doing analysis while they're walking because it takes too long for them to walk up.
And there. It's going to take longer than that.
Why can't Green Bay just be regular?
How many people are they going to dap up on the way? It's going to take longer than a minute.
It's going to take a long time.
They're going to be hugging so many people.
Hugs and
but
everything?
You know what? Oh, if the clock starts as soon as they make that pick, and sorry, you can't
if
hug.
If you don't make it to the stage
you
in time,
can't hug.
You don't get your moment.
Oh, you can't. You can't
know what
hug.
I also found out? The NFL is going to make the Titans take their entire time. The NFL wants you
they're
to take
make
it
them?
So they get a spotlight. Yeah, it's kind of a spotlight thing, a PR thing.
Well,
so the NFL
well, teams
tells
used
you
to
you
do it so that they
time.
Could get to – yeah, they could be – they could have their 15 minutes of fame, right?
Yeah, and then now apparently it's
the
not
NFL's
that.
The NFL's making them do it?
Right, right. Why is no. somebody calling
me? All right, so me. That's happening tonight. So it's the NFL channel that Lance is on at NFL.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just
there you have
Google.
It.
I'll tweet out where you can find us whenever it gets close. I'll be tweeting it out.
There you go. Right there. So that's our star, our hero, Lance Zierlein, doing heroic stuff over the next 3 days on the NFL.
Not all
channel.
Heroes wear capes, but some of them eat bacon during the middle of a show.
Some heroes eat bacon. Some heroes do. Eat bacon.
And eggs. There it is.
We're
well,
done.
I wanted it to be accurate.
We will. Lance will break it all down tomorrow morning right here for us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again tomorrow, buddy.
Follow ESPN Houston on social media at ESPN97.5.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.